You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
So what's the view from the world community who's had to endure the election theater in the U.S. far longer than campaigns in any of their own countries? Will the U.S. begin to focus outward once again? Is that seen as a good thing from the perspective of world leaders sending congratulatory messages to the White House today? Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker says that the international focus is a mix of military, humanitarian, and economic concerns about the challenges in front of President Barack Obama in his second term. Ambassador Volker, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Ambassador Volker, was the world community in some sense on pins and needles over this election, or is it a little bit of eye-rolling at the much ado of the Americans and ending up with the status quo?
Well, I think that, to be fair, there was a bit of apprehension around the world as to what would happen if Governor Romney won, just because they didn't know him. He had been portrayed very negatively by the Obama campaign. He's not known to be a foreign policy expert, so there's uncertainty about that. Frankly, I think a lot of that was misplaced when you actually look at the positions that Governor Romney and President Obama articulated during the campaign on foreign policy. They really weren't that strikingly different in specifics. Different tone, perhaps, but not really different in specifics. But nonetheless, I think there was that maybe bit of apprehension around the world as what would happen if, and now that it's come out as exactly the same as we were going into the election, probably a little sense of, well, there's some stability here for whatever that means.
And now, all of a sudden, the events, in front of us here in the landscape for Barack Obama and the rest of the world, including the fiscal troubles in the United States, figure pretty prominently in the minds of world leaders, you know, particularly in Asia, but all over the world.
Right. I think the U.S. Budget and fiscal situation is the number one issue on the minds of people around the world immediately, because we're running into this fiscal cliff in January, and how will this be handled? And if the constellation is really the same, a Republican House, Democratic Senate, and Democratic president, as what we had the last time we were dealing with these fiscal issues, can we really expect a better outcome this time? So I think there's a lot of apprehension now watching how does this get managed, and a fear, really, that there might be a temptation to some brinksmanship. On other issues, I think that there'll be a waiting and seeing. Will there be now more appetite to try to deal with the killings in Syria now that the election is behind us? And at what point do we really have to make a decision about Iran now that the election is behind us?
And are those the subjects that come up in conversation with leaders and opinion makers that you've been speaking with in the early going here?
Yeah, well, it depends where they're from, actually. Different parts of the world have different concerns. So the Europeans largely feel that the U.S. has been pulling back from Europe, reducing its troop presence, talk about the pivot, and even renamed as a rebalancing. There's a lot of apprehension about that in Europe. When you get to people more from a human rights orientation, or from the Middle East, they're concerned about Syria. Turkey in particular, I think, is really concerned about Syria. And in Asia, what you hear is people talking more about what is the U.S. Perspective on dealing with China and its increasing military presence and its challenge to some of the status quo in the region. Is the U.S. really prepared to step up to that? So everyone's kind of waiting and seeing now, but really seen through their own regional prism.
International reaction to the re-election of President Barack Obama. Kurt Volker is a former U.S. ambassador to NATO. He spoke to us from his office in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.